Our epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from the first epistle of Blessed Peter the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Beloved, Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example that you may follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, did not threaten, but yielded himself to him who judged him unjustly. Who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to justice. And by his stripes you were healed. For you were a sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. But the hireling, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and flees, because he is a hireling, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. But the hireling flees because he is a hireling, and he has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I know mine, and mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, when meditating on this gospel, I was taken back to an epistle that we read at the very beginning of Lent, or I should say the pre-Lenten season, where St. Paul is talking about charity and what charity is. And towards the end of that epistle that we read, it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child. Now that I have become a man, I have put away the things of a child. I see now through a mirror, but then I shall see even as I have been seen. And of course, St. Paul concludes, and there abide these three, faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity. We'll see even as I have been seen. The reason why this thought kept coming back to me was because of this part in our Lord's address to the Pharisees in today's gospel. I know mine and mine know me, even as the Father knows me and I know the Father. Well, how do they know each other? It's perfect knowledge. The Father begets the Son, and the Father and Son beget the Spirit, but the three individual persons, but one, God. Christ then is pointing about the relationship of the sheep to the shepherd, is pointing to the relationship between the persons in the Trinity. And this is what we have to compare ourselves to, where we want to try to measure or see how our relationship is with Christ. Okay, we obviously must acknowledge that we do not have a perfect relationship because only God is perfect. But are we tending towards that? Is that our effort? Remember in Genesis that God made man in his own image and likeness. Well, how is it that he made man in his own image and likeness? Well, as the Father begot the Son, and the Father and Son begot the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love and truth. So man is made of three. But the third part is absolutely dependent upon the use of free will and the use of intellect, the higher faculties of the soul. Man is composed of body and soul. But to realize the true purpose of the soul, the soul must have its connection with its Creator. And that's what sanctifying grace is. This is the journey we are supposed to be on. Wanting to know God and get closer to God. I know mine and mine know me. So the question that must be begged of us today through Scripture, how well do I know him? How well do I want to know him? What have I tried to do to get to know him? A relationship is very imperfect if it's just a once a week deal, isn't it? Oh, we're good friends. We're really good friends. I saw him on Sunday. Do you talk any other time? No. Do you communicate with him in any other way? No. Well, what type of a friend is that? Someone sees us on Sunday, says hi, and then goes on their way and does their own thing. Well, they might be friendly, but there's definitely something lacking, don't you think? When Christ talks about things that he has given to man in parables, he often talks about feasts that he has prepared and an invitation he has given. And in those parables, you see, some do not answer those invitations. Other use and abuse those invitations, or use and abuse the people who bring the invitations. In one parable, Christ says, and they killed the servants who brought the invitations. We absolutely have an invitation to be on this journey, to have an intimacy with God. He is the Good Shepherd. We are his sheep. We must follow the Good Shepherd. We do not have to. We have a free will. But we must if we want salvation. Because there is only one way. There is only one truth. There's only one life, and Christ is that. So as we continue with Holy Mass today, let us consider these truths. And if we find that we need to do some things differently, what better time is than the present to do those things? Because tomorrow might be too late. Now is the acceptable time. We have demonstrated before us his want to be one with us. If through the eyes of faith, we see what we have. We have what so many have had and no longer had because they didn't appreciate it. But we have him. And he demonstrates that want to be one with us at Holy Communion. A representation of what he did on Calvary. By his stripes, we are healed. When we take a look at the different reminders that we have during this Easter time, whether it be the resurrected Christ, a picture of him, or perhaps the Paschal candle. And one thing that's predominant in all the symbols of the resurrection, whether it be the lamb, the slain lamb, but the resurrected lamb, the wounds. That's a reminder for us of what he did for us. Now it's up to us to realize what we need to do if we want to have what we could have. Be part of the one fold and one shepherd, because there is only one fold and one shepherd. Here, I think, as a side note, it's important for us to understand there are some who dress as shepherds and speak not as the good shepherd would ever speak. And those are wolves in sheep clothing. Those are hirelings. Those you stay away from. And God has given us an intellect to understand the truth. If we only used that intellect and studied the truth and studied who Christ is and who Christ should be to me and put forth the effort to try to make that a realization. But my friends, we have been blessed and we are blessed today. Let us make good use of these blessings. Let us strive to perfect our relationship with our Heavenly Father as we can. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.